Watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Happy Friday! My favorite day of the week.
It is. Hey, I guess you guys heard her. I asked a question Wednesday about what would you like to change? See any changes on the show or what you'd like to add or hear more about and everything. Well, I got this text message in on the deal. Recommendation for better show. More Jill, less Jimmy. Well, here she is.
I am answering your wish.
Anyway, hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year coming up to you.
Happy New Year.
And glad to see you. You always put a big smile on my face when you're in the studio. A lot of people. Even Aaron's happy.
I know, it's crazy. I'm a big fan of smiling around here. So,
anyway, so we got that going on. And let's check the weather real quick before you and I get off into another world. Anyway, 51 degrees at Hollis, 50 degrees at Eric, 45 degrees at Putnam, 47 at Fairview. Buffalo, you're 45. Slapout's 45 also. Out here in the big panhandle of Texas, 46 at Lipscomb, 48 at Miami, 52 at Dozer, and 49 degrees at Odell. Anyway, there we go. Ag World is, it's we got some, I'll read some commodity reports here in a minute, but there's just not a lot going on.
It's pretty quiet.
Auctions are closed down. People are skiing. Some people are going skiing. You know who. And, but anyway, so there's a lot of, a lot of winter activity going on with kids and holidays and stuff. So anyway, it's pretty good. Okay, so during this hour, Jill and I are going to do flashback 2023.
A year in review, a talk with Jimmy and Jill.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do today. It's going to be pretty much ag-related. But anyway, because Jill, coming up, your 1 year anniversary is coming up here in about 2 or 3 weeks.
I know.
Not first time on the show, but actually starting as a professional.
Yes. I don't know about a professional yet, but we're getting there.
you're pretty good. And anyway, so first of all, let's start with you a little bit on school, not preview. Let's go with school. So last time he was in, I think, was during, first time he was even home was Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
Yeah, I came home for Labor Day weekend, and I was only here for, like, 24 hours on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, but you didn't really start at school. I mean,
I had been in school for, like, 2 weeks. Yeah. But I came home then I went back, and then I didn't come home until Thanksgiving break. So, must have liked it or something.
Yeah. Well, it happens when you get away from the house. And then one of these times it kicks in, and you did get homesick.
Yeah, I did. Just a little bit. Started calling home a little bit.
You got homesick.
Too much.
Well, you got a great little brother, and you got great parents. So, I mean, I'd get homesick, too.
They're pretty great, yeah, I guess.
They're pretty good. So, well, you, tell everybody that doesn't know, you're taking, what are you taking at OSU? As far as what's your major going to be?
I'm an agricultural communications major, and they basically told me I was going to graduate in 3 years, and I was like, I'd like to be here for 4. So I added a couple minors as well. So I'm adding a minor in ag business and a minor in event management too. So okay. Kind of.
What's an event management?
Event management, so that means planning conferences, meetings, whether big or small, for companies, that kind of thing. It can be anywhere from that or, like, even just, like, planning weddings or entertainment type things.
In other words, it's teaching you to be organized.
Yes, which I am already pretty decent at. You could ask either one of my parents. I like to stay pretty organized. So I thought it would fit me very well, that minor would.
Well, it's true because there's a lot of events happen that are ag-related.
Exactly.
I mean, we got Cattlemen's Congress going on right now.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure four or five of those volunteer kids from OSU that are helping out with that deal, they're probably, what, second, third year, what you're doing right
exactly.
now in your first year or so.
Yeah. You know,
and I'm going to meet some of them up there Friday.
It's exciting.
Yeah, to see. I met some of them last year. They were pretty good. But this year, I'm going to sneak them on the show.
Nice.
And I'm going to see if they know the famous Jill Metter.
The famous Jill.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm famous yet. But.
So you're going, so on your ag communications, your first semester's over, you got your test, and of course you aced them and everything. But what have you learned that you already didn't know?
I learned how to study, that's for sure.
Right.
I don't know what I went into college. Like, my expectations were pretty big, I feel like, but I feel like college just exceeded, and specifically the College of Agriculture succeeded all of my expectations, and just the way they run their entire college individually from the other colleges
right.
at OSU. They just, all of the professors, they treat you like people, if you know what I mean. Like, they treat
no,
you...
No, you explain that. They treat you like people.
They treat you like people.
They're the same level as you.
A student. Like, they don't look down on you. They
right.
treat you as equally. They look at you equally. They don't look at you as, you know, you're 19, 20. You don't know anything. They want you to
just
learn.
Just shut up and listen to me
exactly.
kind of attitude.
Yeah. And so they treat you like people, and they want you to know that you're seen, basically, in their college.
Right.
And so I really, really like that. And that... in general just kind of helped me latch on to my major going in. Like, a couple months before going to college, I didn't know what I wanted to major in. I had no clue. And when I kind of settled on agriculture and communications, I was still kind of like, I don't really know if this
why
is what I
want. Why did you settle on it?
Because of the agriculture people in the agriculture college.
All
they're
right.
just they just love you, and they treat you like family, and I wouldn't want it any other way. And communications, we talked about this last time, communications is so broad now. You can pretty much do anything you want to. And so that's kind of why I settled there. And I think I really, really like it.
Right.
So I've learned a lot. And my classes this last semester were very diverse. So I kind of got a little bit of everything. I got a little bit of plant and soil science. I got a little bit of economics. I got a little bit of ag communications. I got a little bit of government. I had to take that one. I wasn't given a choice on the government class, but
they don't have a far left person or far right person teaching that, do they?
I'm not gonna say anything.
So you got your first semester's done. You're on your winter break right now, enjoying
oh,
the holidays,
yeah.
and then so back to the original question. Name a few things you've learned about agriculture that you probably had no clue about or really didn't even understand or didn't even care about before you went to school. Can you think of anything?
So, one thing I have noticed is the amount of out-of-state people that come to OSU specifically to be in the agriculture college. And I kind of talked about this on my very last day here, if you remember this. I kind of had tunnel vision about agriculture before coming on the show.
Right.
And that kind of helped me expand my knowledge of agriculture
right.
a little bit more. Going to college and interacting with people all across the country about agriculture and how it's not all the same just blew my mind.
Right.
So.
You got an example off the top of your head you can think about?
Yeah. So I have a friend from California, and we literally met on our very first day of class together. Walking into agriculture economics, she was talking to some girl, and, you know, me being me, I just butted into the conversation.
That's so surprising.
I know, it's crazy. I was like, I'm dying to make friends here, so let's just butt into this conversation. I'm going to just voice my opinion here. And
what did you do? Did you do the Jimmy Clark deal? What's up?
No, not quite. I just was like, oh, yeah. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I was just like, not in my head, like agreeing or something. And we sat together every single week in that class till the end of the semester. We just became really great friends. She's from California, Central California, Bakersville, to be exact. And so Bakersville's pretty decent-sized town. And so she didn't grow up, like, on a farm, but she's been surrounded by agriculture her entire life. Like, there's a lot of orchards and just fruit growing in that area of California as well.
And oilfield.
Yes. And there's a lot of equine in that area as well. So her view of agriculture is very different from mine. So for me, I see cows and wheat and a lot more cows and a lot more wheat, basically, out here.
And cotton.
Yes, and a lot of cotton. And so to, you know, ask her about, like, what they do in Bakersville and, like, how she grew up kind of not in agriculture but around it, and she wants to be an animal science major and go to vet school.
Huh.
So I think that's pretty cool that we both have very different backgrounds, but we're both met in that same situation.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it'd be, like I said, it'd be interesting to talk to her, like, sometime next spring after things are really getting going and college is dead serious.
Yeah.
And talk to her and then talk to her about, are you going to be a big animal? Are you going to be a small animal? Are you going to be just a horse vet? Or are you going to go to vet school here in OSU? You know, because vet schools, no matter where, are hard to get into.
Yes, I believe OSU only takes around 100 applicants each year, so, which is not very many.
No.
It's very rigorous. They have to apply every single year that they're in college working towards their bachelor's degree.
And 350 million plus people in the United States. And I guess this is something I guess I should have looked up. I will during the break. See how many vet schools there really are.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take a lot of math to figure out, like, wow. And vets are, especially in the rural community, vets are few and far between.
Yes, very much needed.
And getting fewer and far between.
Yes.
You know? And I think that states, especially Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas and Colorado, are waking up to that. And they're going to try to do something about it. But, I mean, there's communities around here that are given pretty good size incentive plans to get a vet to their community.
Yes.
So, anyway, because we used to have, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a bunch several of them around here. And we're down to 2, 3 big animal vets, and the rest of them are small animal.
Yep.
So a whole different. We've lost a couple here lately, retired.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, hey, let's stop right there and take our first break. Wheeler General Store break.
Wheeler General Store Day.
Yeah.
Such a good
this
day.
This is the Wheeler General Store. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
If you need something, and you could buy it now cheaper than later, it makes sense to buy it now. Lyle's giving you the opportunity to do the sensible thing. If you need ag tires, they're on sale until January 15th in Blair. Blair Tire and Feed's having a sale on all in-stock ag tires, including Firestone. The whole crew appreciates your business this year, and they're looking forward to helping you next year. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19. Pay less right now for all in-stock ag tires. This deal's good till January 15th.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at EverettsWelding.com. Again, that's EverettsWelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup, four different sized dumpsters, there's no contracts or hidden fees, and they have affordable rates. Your satisfaction is always top priority at D&G Trash Hauling. For more information, give them a call at 580-497-1234. That's 580-497-1234. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash. At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120 plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, 47.8 degrees. The winds are out of the, what is it, northwest, 9 miles an hour here. Humidity is 49%. Miami, Texas, not Miami, but Miami, Texas is 49 degrees. Wind chills 42, humidity is 32, dew points 20. Winds are out of the northwest at 19 miles an hour with gusts up to 22. Peak wind gust today, 24. Month-to-date precipitation, 3.62 inches of rain. Red flag minutes, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 524 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. So that is your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Today is what day?
The Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour.
There you go.
Yay! Looking for deer corn, the Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all of their different meat seasonings, Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few. Feed season is right around the corner. The Wheeler General Store has been a high pro dealer for 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, contact Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. As always, they look forward to serving you.
Well, we have a our automatic Google reply on our our text line here about the veterinary medicine. They're Major from Cooperton. There are 32 schools or colleges of veterinary medicine in the United States that are accredited or have accreditation pending, and all of them are AAVMC members. So, 32 schools, that is...
if you're looking at me to do math, there's a reason I am not an economics major.
Okay, well, I got it figured out. If you figure it out at 350 million people in the United States, that's a little over one vet. That's one vet, not a little, but one vet for every little bit over 10 million people.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know very many people that don't have a cat or a dog or a horse or a cow.
Right.
Or a goat or sheep or whatever. So there's probably more tractor mechanics than there are vets.
Probably. So, at this point.
Anyway, so there. Thanks, thanks, Major. We appreciate that. 32 schools. That's not a whole lot. Anyway, so.
Nope.
All right. Back to Geometer. This is Geometer Day.
Okay. No, it's a year in review.
Yeah, but
it is Jimmy and Jill Day.
Yeah, but your list is a lot longer than mine. Anyway, so.
this is both of our stuff.
Right.
Anyway, I just did the hard work.
Well, let me do the ag grain update real quick.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, give the people what they want. corn right now for March, 471 down two. May, 484 down 22. And then soybeans for January, 1294 down 11. March, 1298 down 14. Soybean meal for January, 384.30, down $8.70. March is 384.40, down 6.30. May is 383.60, down 5.70. Soybean oil looks like it's in the green today for January, 47.83, up 34. Hard red winter wheat, March, 6.44, basically unchanged. May is 6.46, up 1. Cotton is climbing. March, 81.29, up 34. May is 82.34, up 44. Oil from West Texas, February, 71.99, up 22 cents. Natural gas from February is down a little bit, not much, not even enough to talk about, 253. And then we'll talk cattle here a little later on. Anyway, back to the Jill and Jimmy show. And we got some really polite, got one person texting, woohoo, Jill!
Yeah!
So anyway, all right, so he's talking about that new friend of yours from California, mm-hmm. from Bakersfield. Anyway, she's wanting to go to vet school. So anyway, the question was, what have you seen at school that's caught you, not off guard, but it's different, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things. Meet people from all over the country.
Yeah.
So she's probably the furthest, right?
I believe there was one girl in my intro to ag communications class. I think she was from Maine, and I think that was the furthest.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had one from New York, too. So.
Well, you get in tight with that girl from Maine, hook us up on some moose hunting.
Okay.
Right?
We'll see.
You got to have priority straight.
Got it. Noted.
So what's been the hardest class?
The hardest class at the beginning of the semester or at the end?
Overall.
That varied.
Overall. Well, okay, let's go at the end. I want to hear what's
the
happening
end.
Here.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with my plant and soil class because I had to study the most for that class.
Okay.
It's just that class was a lot of information in a very short time period. And so the amount of information we were getting every single day, it was a lot. And so by the time we got to the end, it was
overwhelming.
We had done so many assignments in that class, and I thought that class was going to be a breeze because it's just like one of the general education agriculture classes everybody has to take. So I was like, oh, like this should be a pretty decent, easily.
Wrong.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely not. It was one of the more challenging classes for sure.
Well, it was the hardest part of it.
A lot of the vocabulary is pretty hard. I mean, you're looking at like fertilizer names, that kind of plant names. And when I say plant names, I don't just mean by their common names. I mean like scientific names. And you have to memorize all of those. So that was.
What was the hardest one?
Oh my goodness.
You even remember.
Corn is Z maize. Wheat, I can't pronounce that one. Triticum. Something. Can't pronounce them. I would come up with like names for them myself. To memorize them, but
it would have been really fun. Yeah. If I'd been
sorghum is easy. It's just sorghum by color, I think.
Yeah.
So that one was easy, but some of them are yeah. And then we had, got into like weeds and their scientific names too. That was difficult. So that was a hard class.
So you got another semester of that?
Nope, I'm done with that one. It's okay though. I got an animal science class coming up. So.
Are you taking anything on insects?
I don't think so. I don't think I take. They do offer an entomology course. I believe I'm taking a different class instead of that one. I don't know. I'll have to talk to my advisor about that. He told me, but I don't remember. So there are a lot of entomology. I am taking a class called The Meat We Eat. It counts as my food science credit.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Cover all different kinds of meats. I'm pretty excited about that one.
I got a deal I did the other day, if I can just find it. Yeah, it's here right here. That I thought, I've had a couple people come up to me and said they had no clue. And I don't even know where. I'll look for it anyway. You keep talking. I'll look for it. It's right here somewhere. But anyway, there's a, so ants.
Yes.
Anyway, scientists have really finally started studying ants. So if you notice when you plant your wheat or rye or corn or sorghum, whatever, anyway, when you got red ant ants out here in western Oklahoma, you see these big circles out there. Well, they've gone and dug up. They're like feral hogs. They dug up their seeds and took down in their ground with them, mm-hmm. in their home, and ant tunnels. And what it is, what it, they discovered was, like, say, a red ant would get a kernel of wheat, rye, or whatever, and it, when they got it in the hole, they would cut it in two.
Okay.
And the reason why is because when it rains and the water goes into the ant hole tunnel, they if the wheat seed was cut in two, it wouldn't germinate.
Oh.
And then, but the, what they did discover, and we talked about this last night, why OU was getting their butt kicked last night. They, coriander, I think I said that right, coriander. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's like basil seeds. It's like basil seeds. And they, when they took that seed into the tunnel, they would cut it into four pieces. And scientists was wondering, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Well, so the scientists did their own experiment. So you cut them, they cut them in two, and then they cut them again in four. And even cut in two, that seed would germinate in the hole. Well, they, the ants don't want nothing germinating down
right.
there. Right. And anyway, but when they cut it in four pieces, it wouldn't germinate.
They're so smart.
They're smart. That's right.
Smart.
So I thought it was,
that's
pretty
interesting.
Cool. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm going to get some seeds, wheat seeds and sorghum seeds made out of concrete so my red ants will starve.
Okay.
Anyway, how's that?
Sounds great.
God, that was terrible this year. Everything was terrible this year. Anyway, so let's do a year in review. Let's start. Oh, wait. It's 12:30. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break and then we'll come back.
And then we'll come back. All right. We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Every Santa needs a Ram. It's the wrap-up the year sales event at Cummins, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Weatherford. And all the remaining new 2023 Rams are priced to move this holiday season. That's right, you'll put jingles back in your pocket just in time. What a gift to drive away in. A new 2023 Ram 1500 with bigger savings, easy financing, large selection. Cummins, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsChrysler.com.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Knight Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The Pasture Range and Forage Rainfall Insurance Program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Knight Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is far more than just a cattle show. See for yourself December 30th through January 11th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. And stop by on January 4th or 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale information, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You got the weather ready over there? I'll get it.
I'm just going to sit here and stare at you like that again. That was funny.
We got sidetracked here.
You're so funny.
Well, I didn't. I got bothered. Anyway, let's go with Woodward. End of the year, Woodward, ag weather update for Woodward for the northwestern part of Oklahoma. 48 degrees right now, feels like 42. Dew point's 21. Humidity's 34. Did you know that Woodward was the home of Mark Klingenpil? Anyway, winds are out of the north, northwest. I know him. Anyway, he was a coal tubing supervisor.
Okay.
For Cud and then Great White.
Cool.
Yeah. And now I think he's growing vegetation for agriculture. Anyway, 10-day rain is 58 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 37. Man, it's dropped about 5 degrees this week. Sunset at 5:30. Sunny, 50 degrees. Northwest winds 13 to 14 miles an hour. Tonight, clear. Low 27. Tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful for Saturday. It might even be a golfing day. High of 58 and no wind.
Wow, no wind.
Yeah.
First. So
anyway, check your local golf course for tee times before you go because everybody else might be saying the same thing.
Perfect.
Okay. A year in review.
A year in review.
Yeah. Let's start out with once upon a time in the fall of 2021. There was a young lady and a young man come on my show to talk about the auction for the Elk City FFA. And it was you and who?
Did you say 2021?
Would have been 22.
22.
Would have been 22? No. No, it would have been 22. My bad.
22.
Yeah, 22.
Not 2 years ago. I was like, I haven't known you for that long now.
No, it was 22. Sorry, I got way behind in my years there. Anyway, 22. You come in the fall of 22. Who was it, you and?
Me and Kai Keyes.
That's
he was our president at the time.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys come in, you talked about your live auction. Anyway, I was just, don't get me wrong when I say this, because other kids aren't bad. You were just better. And I'm not trying to give you a big head. You're just natural. And I was sitting there going, I need to talk to her dad and see if she wants to come on the show once every week or so, because I had Jancy Ripto coming on,
mm-hmm.
and she was doing a great job, and then she got busy, and because her hogs are her life.
Yep, I
and
get that.
And they still are today. And so anyway, she got busy, and then you come on, and I thought it'd be just nice to have both of you available, because I think it's fun to have somebody in the Future Farmers of America that come on here and talk ag, and it helped you both. And it helped me. This show's helped me so much. I'm the smartest farmer out there right now. If you don't believe me, ask me. And so, but anyway, I called your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him. I said, hey, your daughter or something. Anyway, you want to see if she wants to come on? And bam, you know, text messages, your ag classes during the show.
Yep.
And you got permission. And so then you and your dad came in to talk to me this year.
Yes, it that was like very first week of January.
Yeah, it was very first week, the 10th to be exact.
Yeah.
And talked. You guys come in after my show, And it was like you guys were interviewing me, not me. Like, what do you want my daughter to be doing? Jill, like, what are you going to be doing, Jimmy? So, anyway, and here we go. History was made. It was so much fun. And anyway, so, Janet, I don't remember. What was your first show?
Tuesday, January 17th.
There we go.
Of this year.
I knew you'd know. And Tuesday, January 17th, which is almost a year ago.
Yep.
Not far from being a full year ago. And then this happened, and you're so good on computers. It didn't take me long to show you all the – matter of fact, she's over there. She fact-checks me over there on the other computer now. And so went on, and, you know, nobody here in the studio will do my show.
Right.
Because –
you've told me this.
Yeah, nobody will do it, period. Oh, but they expect me to do theirs. But anyway, nobody – and I don't blame them. If you're not from the agricultural world
– it's hard.
Nobody – Farmer Joe out there at Sarah, Oklahoma, doesn't want to listen to some city slicker try to tell him about the cattle market.
That's fair.
So, anyway, my brain got to working. Hey, maybe I can get one day off with Jill, because I've only had 5 days off since I started this show 2.5 years ago. And, yes, it's just an hour-long show, but it takes a while to get it ready.
When you're by yourself, that hour is a long hour.
Yes, and it is hard to talk an hour.
Yes.
And then, anyway, so you did the show. When was the first time you did it by yourself, solo?
It was like late June. It was like June 28th, 29th, yeah. somewhere around there.
And then I was gone. Where was I at?
I don't know.
I was in Kansas City.
Yes, they were.
I was in Kansas City, and anyway, you...
It was a Friday.
Yeah, it was a Friday, and I had to deliver beef up there.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
And so...
He did a really good job, though. He asked me, like, a month and a half in advance, and I was like, you know me so well, I don't book things, like, last minute. I gotta put it on the calendar in advance.
Yeah. So, anyway, I went up there and did that, and anyway... You have been trying to get a hold of some people to do with Peach Orchard.
Yes.
Right. And it was kind of an iffy
situation. Little struggle, yeah.
little shady is more like it.
Okay.
So anyway, she got it, and you did great. Everybody said you did great.
I was nervous.
Why?
That day, I was panicking. A little bit, like internally. I mean, I'm not showing it, but I was panicking internally. There was one time I had called Jared Atha about something. I think it had to do something with the phone, and I was panicking a little bit. He didn't answer his phone, and I was just like, "What am I gonna do? I'm gonna mess up the show, and that's gonna be the end of my career."
And I was listening.
I was like, "I haven't even started my career. I'm gonna end it before it begins."
Yeah, you winged it. You got her done.
We did wing it.
So my best piece of advice to you. That I gave you was, even when you have a guest on the show, because sometimes you have internet issues, mm-hmm. phone issues, signals, anything issues, always prepare for the worst.
Absolutely.
I go ahead and prepare, even if I got you on here today, I got 9 titles up there that I can click on at any time. if you were just to get mad at me and leave, I could finish the show.
I'm gonna throw
this pen at you. Yeah. So anyway, you had to be, and you did, because you did have a few technical issues.
I did have a technical issue, and I was very thankful that I had about 3 other articles ready to go.
Right.
It was very thankful for that.
So it's not hard. So anyway, yeah. So on with the year. you did the show what, 2-3 times for me?
Oh, it was more than that.
Was it?
Four.
Four?
It was 4 times.
All right. So I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Okay.
Who's your favorite interview? The Peach Orchard or Jimmy Taylor? Woo! Come on, say it out loud.
Jimmy Taylor.
There we go.
That was the second to last day. That was the day before my last day.
Right.
To this day, favorite interview I've ever done.
Right.
I don't know. We just...
You jive.
We just put it in drive, and we just took her to town, basically.
Oh, yeah, because usually it's Jimmy... putting this Jimmy to shame. Not shame, but just putting me in my place.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Taylor called me and said, wow. And so, anyway, it was all good.
Yeah.
And
that was a good day.
So it's going to be a, for as far as my work's concerned, it's going to be a really good memory, me working with you for this last year. And it's been hard to find somebody to replace you. So, because you, well, no, you spoiled me. You, I'm sorry. You just, you've got listeners spoiled. Like, we got them here. No wonder you were so happy yesterday. You knew Jill was coming on today. So anyway, it's fun. And but, you know, you're just not the regular, just young high school, going to college girls. You understand agriculture. You sent me a TikTok, not TikTok, but a Snapchat yesterday. You're feeding the bulls.
Heifers.
Yeah. And I know the difference. Everybody, don't even start that. Anyway, because most of the time she
says, I am feeding the bulls.
You are feeding the bulls.
They're at the feedlot right now.
Yeah. So anyway, you got that going on. So what are you guys doing with your heifers? You're getting ready. You got some of them sold. You're going to retain some.
Yep.
You got some of them are bred.
Yep. They're all in separate pens. So a little bit of everything. They'll get fed different things. So
when you got to go back to school?
So classes start back up on the 16th. I'm going back up on the 11th, which is that.
Were you trying to get out of cabin?
No. We're cabin right now.
Oh, okay.
We're cabin. We got like, what, 20 babies on the ground right now?
Right.
They're so cute. I love them.
Yeah, I know.
They're like puppies to me. I'm throwing things now. They're like puppies. I just want to like cuddle with them.
Yeah. Anyway, so you guys got that going on.
Yeah. It was snowing yesterday. Austin and I looked outside, and we were like, hey, it quit snowing. Let's go feed while it quit snowing. We walked outside, started loading the buckets, started snowing.
It never snowed down at the house because I was working on the sewer line, my favorite thing to do, plumbing. But it rained. You know what I mean?
It rained.
When I got home, the dogs were dry, clean. When we got done with that, they were soaking wet.
Yep.
And I was upset, and then my brain cells kicked in. I figured out how to do this, and I got the sauce all out, and that fixed it. Everything works now.
Perfect.
So let's take a break, and when we come back, I want you to go with your review this year. How's that?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back after this. It's a Wheeler General Store break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
T-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens with Galleria Furniture. We have over 100 recliners to choose from.
With recliners starting at $299, you're sure to find the right one. Shop top brands like FlexSteel, Catnapper, Best Chair, and Lane. With up to 12 months to pay with your Galleria credit card, why shop anywhere else?
And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
Visit us at our Elk City location, just next to Tractor Supply on West 3rd Street.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 15th. 898 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 310 brought 300. 4 at 471 brought 255. 7 at 588 brought 237. 12 at 597 brought 231.30. 3 at 628 brought 236. 11 at 639 brought 206. 4 at 664 brought 221. 4 head of heifers at 454 brought 238, 9 at 481 brought 230, 3 at 579 brought 215, 12 at 663 brought 233, 5 at 664 brought 210, 4 at 696 brought 193, butcher cows were 40 to 116, butcher bulls brought 22 to 120, bred cows were 850 to 2650, paired brought 1500 to 2600, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City Oak Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You're scaring me. Anyway, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. And I picked the big town of Altus, Oklahoma. 51 degrees, feels like 51. Wind's not as high down there as they are up here. They're out of the north-northwest at 11 miles an hour. 10-day rain, fall total 0.36 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Fractional water, 1-day average 10-inch, 1. Sunset, 5:35. Today, 55 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest at 12. Tonight, clear, cold, 25 degrees. Tomorrow, almost 60 degrees with no wind and sunny. How about that? That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Altus in southwestern Oklahoma. All right, let's have it. So now it's her time to review.
I'm so excited now.
That's why I tried to burn all the minutes up in that last break as a kid, because she's got this big old long list.
Look at my list. It's so good. I'm so excited. Okay, some of these are highlights, and some of these are just straight funny.
Yeah.
Like learning what CWT means.
You're right.
Because I literally did not know.
Yeah, because you had that college.
I'm planting soil.
But you learned what it was before
that.
You're right.
I asked Jimmy when I was like, "What does CWT mean?" I'm like looking at all these auction reports.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah.
It's like it's 100 to weight, and I was like, "Well, why did they use CWT for it?"
It's because we're farm and ranchers.
It's complicated. Mispronouncing so many words.
Me or you?
Both.
I was going to say, I admit to mine.
You rubbed off on me.
Yeah. So you are our carrier of gymbonics.
Gymbonics?
Gymbonics.
Gymbonics. Got it.
Gymbonics.
Noted.
Yeah. I have my own language.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. So Roy Hunt, he likes to make fun of the way I talk. Okay?
Okay.
He's a farmer rancher down there in the Dale High area. Anyway, every now and then, time to time, I say some word. I want to see if he's listening. So one day I said Gustus instead of Gust for wind gust.
Yeah, Gustus.
Of course, get spot. Boom. Phone lights up.
Gustus?
Yeah, Gustus.
Gustus.
Yep. Anyway.
I've mispronounced so many. I don't remember any of them, though.
There's a lot of hard words in agriculture.
There are a lot of hard words out there.
I mean, you proved it a while ago when he was talking about the names of
the
plants.
Scientific names of plants.
Yeah.
So that's so hard. Some good memories though. All of the interviews with Mr. Taylor.
Yeah.
There was a lot of them. It was all of them. So I had to clue all of them. Interviewing kids at the Beckham County Show. That was fun.
Right.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was something I got thrown into like literally a couple hours before.
Yeah, because I was there watching.
Yes.
Because I was helping with the auction.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monty Tucker called me right after the show ended and asked.
Well, you know he did that to me too, right?
Oh well, imagine that.
Yeah.
It was a good time though. Interviewing the FFA chapters.
Yes.
That was good. That was in February.
Yes,
it
February.
FFA week.
We started the week before National FFA week.
So that was like when I was new to all this still. But right. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and you got to meet a lot of people from different chapters you probably normally wouldn't have, unless yes. you was at a speech contest or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a good time. arguing which softball team is better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not even going to. Oh, yes, I did tell you get to go to the game at the new Love Field with me.
Go Patty Gasso.
Yeah.
I love Patty Gasso.
Yeah.
Big fan of Patty Gasso.
How could you not?
I don't know. If you're not a Patty Gasso fan, we're not friends.
Right. Yeah. Now, her and I don't get too serious about the football stuff. That's not as fun. That's men's stuff.
Yeah. Softball's fun, though.
Yeah, softball's cool.
Coming up. Yeah. Like 2 months. I'm excited.
It's March, right?
February. It starts in February.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Big 12 games don't start till March, but we're coming up on it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. What do I want to go with next? There's so many options.
Just pick one.
State convention was fun. That was my first state convention that I got to go to this
really?
Last year. Yes.
Why didn't you get to go to ones before? Politics?
COVID.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so my freshman year, they canceled it. The year after that, they had it, but they had limited tickets that year.
Yeah.
So they only took the senior, so I didn't get to go. I was a sophomore at the time. The year after that, I scheduled an AP test the same week as it, so they wouldn't let me reschedule my test, so I was like, well, I guess I'm taking this test.
Amazing that.
Yeah, so finally got to go my senior year to get my state degree, so that was a lot of fun.
Fun, right?
Yeah, and I remember we talked about it for a while.
Yeah.
On the show after.
And did I asked this your roommate?
Yes, Clara.
Clara, was she at the state convention?
Yes.
And you could see her while she was there.
That's when she got elected.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. All
yeah,
right.
She got elected at the very end. Yeah. So she's preparing for this year's state convention right now. A lot of work there.
Yep.
Bull sales.
Yeah. And that's starting really quick.
Yeah. I just remember talking about bull sales for 4 months straight.
That's all it was.
And speaking of bull sales, there was one time you were on the phone with somebody and there was something going wrong. We either couldn't hear them or something wasn't going right. And I was over here just like, okay. And you were trying to fix it. And I was like, what do I talk about? So I grabbed the nearest bull sale paper. It was just like, this looks like some really nice Hereford bulls we got here. And on this page, we got some Angus. And I don't know. I just started talking about bull sales. And I was like, I looked over at the end. I was like, saved your butt. You're welcome.
Yeah, it was a bunch of bull.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it was a bunch of bull.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it right. The bull sales up. Let's see here. Did you see that? A friend up north said he needed a. Well, how do you say that?
A hictionary
to translate what I was saying to him. And Roy Hunt texted in and said, I'm always leasing. Not
a hictionary.
Listening.
I love that. I'm going to use that.
Because
I get, apparently I have an accent. I don't think I really have a strong accent, but apparently I do. And when I talk to some people that aren't from around here, Stillwater.
What's your friend from Bakersfield think?
She thought I had a pretty strong accent. I was like, I really don't think I do. She was like, you say y'all. A lot. I was like, okay. Apparently I have an accent, but yeah,
you do, and I got one probably worse.
I can make it worse though. I can sound like this.
I can get into some stuff because I was somewhere. I think that weekend you took the first time you took my place mm-hmm. here, and my sister and brother-in-law's up there, and they're both doctors, and they're sophisticated. Anyway, we went into some nice place to eat, and this David, my brother-in-law, introduced me to this lady, our husband and wife. Anyway, she said, I just love your accent. And I was like, oh, yeah? And so I could have pulled some redneck words out, but I just left it alone.
I love your accent.
Hey, yep. Anyway, so we've had a good time.
Good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
And you have saved me a couple. I've saved you a couple times,
That's fair.
Too.
That's fair.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Anyway, so.
We save each other around here.
You have to. This is not a simple business.
This is not an easy job, guys.
everybody thinks it is, but it's not. But it's fun. You can make it fun, and but you know, you learn a lot.
Oh, for sure.
So you got to find things every day if you don't have a guest to talk about. Like next week, I'm talking to a lady from OSU,
nice.
From up Stillwater, that's gonna be coming on to talk about pecans.
Nice.
And
pecans.
Pecans. And she's maybe going to do a workshop out here.
Nice.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it's fun.
Now y'all know why I always had guests on whenever I was here.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to do my own research. I was like, let's just get a guest in here.
Get a guest. It's end of the show. Thanks, Jill, for coming by.
Of course.
And Happy New Year's
happy
to
New
you
Year
and your family.
You.
Tell your family Happy New Year's. We'll see you guys next year. Next Tuesday, to be exact. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Thayer, Oklahoma. God bless.
It's on.
It's on!
KEZO, Elk City.
Opening Pandora's Box. I'm Therese Crowley, Fox News. GOP presidential challenger Ron DeSantis says the idea that one bureaucrat can unilaterally remove a presidential candidate turns due process on its head. After Maine's Democrat Secretary of State removed Donald Trump's name from the 24 GOP presidential primary ballot based on three complaints in her opinion that Trump committed insurrection.
Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows said that former President Trump was aware of what was termed the tender.